Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
You know how fast you are going?
What?
How fast you are going?
65.
63.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
You got to understand that I don't come up with this stuff. I just forward it along. You wouldn't arrest a guy who's just delivering drugs from one guy to another.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Oh yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope your weekends were great. Are we in a war or are we not in a war? I don't know, man. I don't know. We want peace. That's what we want.
Well, the country does. Yeah, I don't know if the leaders do.
No, we want peace. We got peace.
There's a report that Congress is buying up wartime companies that supply war
a lot
supplies.
Of stock buys going into Lockheed Martin. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
They usually know, so that's a great intel sign for where things are to go. Egregiously, in the last hour, the Chicago Cubs, who I actually hate, were listed as stinking it up.
Dude?
You know who was stinking it up this weekend? I'll give you a great example of stinking it up.
Ooh.
Do your job for you, Will Ortner.
Come back here and press a button.
To lead the final hour
of
the show.
He used to. His way up.
I was a killer producer. The stinking up of the weekend was the umpires in the College World Series.
Were you a killer producer?
I think I was a good producer. I think
really?
I was. Yeah, I played a lot of fart drops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of skill in that.
Bad news, Dirt. That was pretty good. Timing of it was great.
You did love a good air biscuit.
Go, people! Just fired. Fire on the drops.
Yeah,
dude.
I did. Stinking it up definitely should have been
the ump.
Who was that?
Do this as a poll question. Who was worse over the weekend? The Chicago Cubs?
This isn't fair.
Or
this
the
is
umpires
not, this is
who
not
ejected
fair.
Kevin Schnall in the first inning of an elimination game in the College World Series for yelling, "You missed three pitches."
Without so much as even like a real obvious warning.
And then accusing him of bumping an umpire down when every replay shows
that guy just tripped.
That guy just fell. Yeah. And Kevin Schnall gave us the greatest quote of all time after the game.
Did you pull it?
In which, no, I did not. No. That's our producer's job. In which he said,
"Didn't ask for it.
I shouldn't be blamed for somebody else not being athletic." That's a phenomenal quote.
Schnall had himself a nice little playoff. He called out the Florida coach, who was acting like the ultimate douchebag in the regional.
The Chanticleers.
You shan't not say their name properly.
Yeah. Well, they didn't win. LSU won another national title.
Yeah, a bit of a buzzkill. Their pitcher in their first game threw 130 pitches and had 10 Ks and went the full distance. Like, that was unbelievable.
It was the first shutout, complete game shutout, in the College World Series since Abel in 2018.
That was remarkable.
Which he did it in the final game?
I don't even know how LSU beat Arkansas in their rematch
game.
They shouldn't have beaten them.
They had no business winning that
game. But you give them the credit, they win the College World Series. Look, I don't...
Poor Arkansas, man.
I'm not telling you Coastal wins the World Series if Kevin Schnall is not ejected.
Right.
I'm just saying, to eject a guy in the first, you know, I give a lot of credit. We give them a lot of crap. I want to actually applaud today on a Monday NBA officials, because in that game 7, I didn't find anything that egregious. Although Ben Mathurin definitely traveled. That's not a gather step. That's three steps. That was hilarious what they noted on the broadcast there of Richard Jefferson. That's a gather step. Of course, DB laughing. Rick Carlisle was begging for a technical foul in that game yesterday. His team was struggling. The third quarter came, and it was turnover after turnover.
Yeah.
He is on the court screaming, and the refs were like, oh.
Dude, it's game 7 of the NBA Finals. I'm not giving this guy a T and giving the team two free throws.
We ain't making this about us.
This is not about us.
I thought the officials in the NBA did an exceptional job of staying out of the way, not having, like, egregious call, not, you know, punishing a guy who in the biggest game of his life is emotionally pissed because they missed a shot or had a turnover. They did a great job. The refs in this World Series game, take note.
Embarrassing.
You cannot eject a manager.
In the first inning.
Like, okay, one inning, two inning, four inning, five or six. Okay, I'm with you. The dude is clearly screaming at you the whole way. Maybe you get to that point, okay. The first inning, even if he tells you you missed three pitches, you just need to do the eye, like, look at him, like, calm it down, guy, eye look.
Yeah.
Ejecting a guy, that ump should never ump again.
He should be, I mean, honestly, you should be fired because he was,
go ump whole, Little League yes. games and go do that stuff with, you yes. know, 8-year-olds' dads in the dugout. Like, go to that level. You should not be umping in the College World Series ever again with that behavior.
You want to throw an umpire temper tantrum in potentially the last game of the season in a championship deciding game, which we didn't know at the time. It was game two of the series, right? So if Coastal Carolina wins, then you get a game three tonight, but it's game two. If LSU wins, the thing is over because they won game one. And they clearly missed three pitches early on in the game, so Schnall had a reason to be angry. And then when he comes out, and you get the little bump-to-bump, chest-to-chest thing going on, umpire manager, and the bro falls over, all of the replays show that it was not Schnall bumping him over at all. It was the other umpire actually put his hand out there to keep him away from him, and the guy, like, tripped over his own feet. So his inability to be athletic enough to stand on his own two damn feet is the reason he fell over, and then a manager in the biggest game of his, you know, one of the biggest games of his career gets ejected in the first inning. It's the absolute worst epidemic that we have going on in sports. Baseball, I feel like, is a prime example of this. The NBA deals with it a lot, too. I grant you that. But there's just so many people who want to make themselves the story, and they want to make them it about themselves. And how dare you hurt my feeling? Like, these dudes are charged up. This is a championship game. The season is on the line. They have to win in order to advance to a game three.
Did you see the first base umpire also get ejected?
Yes.
I didn't think he did.
The first base coach got ejected, too. The manager and the first base coach got ejected for Coastal Carolina in the biggest game of the season. I was like, dude, people who don't have the ability to put themselves above a certain situation and realize that this is not about me and I can't be sensitive in this moment. These dudes are going to be charged up. There are certainly some things that you cannot do as a manager that you should get ejected for. This isn't game 17 of the regular season and the guy's screaming at you with 17 people in the stands. This is a sold out game two of the College World Series final. And I hope they never, I don't know what crew they're, I don't know what conference they're from, what, you know, where they usually umpire. I don't know, but that was an embarrassing look for a dude to fall over and then throw the manager out for it. I don't know if it impacts the game at all. LSU was a wagon. They probably should have lost to Arkansas, but that's neither here nor there. Poor Arkansas. I felt bad for Coastal Carolina, though, because that's a brutal way for your season to come to an end, to losing a shutout. And then yesterday's game was 5-3. It was a good back-and-forth game. It just ultimately, losing your manager in the first inning sucks.
Poll question, what stunk it up more this weekend, the Cubs losing to the Mariners or the ump ejection in the College World Series first? Yeah.
I call shenanigans. Not fair. It's a bad call on radio because and TV because Carl Ravitch doesn't even know what's going on for the first 5 minutes, and you would have just heard a bunch of like, what? Where's
you got to wait
why?
Past the 5 minutes.
You could have pulled the Schnall quote after the game.
Yeah.
This is the first time hearing of it.
I was so locked in on the NBA Finals and my Mariners dominating the city of Chicago.
When I interned in Seattle years ago for a morning show, Will, interned. Not paid employee. Free intern.
Free labor.
Like, free labor.
Yes.
I remember there was a cut of audio that existed, and the host found out about it, and I said, you didn't ask for it. He goes, you're supposed to give me all the audio!
It's your job.
There's a lot of audio on your Wide Orbit page. I just want you to remember that.
It's it, though. I don't know. What else?
Halliburton
got
and a final call. Mm-hmm. And,
hey, whatever you ask for, I go and grab. just know. All you got to do is ask. I'm going to tell you the same thing that my mom tells me. I'm not a mind reader. If you ask for something, I will go and get it for you. I will help you.
It's so
but
deep.
If you don't
so
tell
long.
Me.
At least it's better than when we have Swigard go hunt down audio and he usually says, where do I find it? And it's like, just search it on Twitter, dude. It'll pop up. That's all you got to do.
We found a lot of audio.
Just search it on
Twitter.
That
has been asked for, and I have no issue going and finding audio when asked for.
Look, the audio thing's not the problem here. I think I won this argument. This is a bigger stinking
I think you lost this argument. You've got Chiefs honk on your side. I've won this argument.
I do think Dirt wins.
Who's the bigger? I mean, throwing a manager out in the first inning is a way bigger stinking it up than the Cubs losing a
I do think you're poo-pooing the Cubs losing at home to the Mariners and being bludgeoned by their offense.
The Mariners are that bad, huh?
I just don't think the Mariners are amazing. Like their offense isn't amazing.
Their offense is better this year than it's been in the past.
Are they more known for their pitching or their offense?
They're known for their pitching.
Okay. All my point. I'm just defending Will a little there.
When blowing out at Wrigley, it's a pretty short, it's easy to hit home runs there if you get good weather.
I wouldn't know. I've never hit a home run in Wrigley.
I've never been to Wrigley.
I'm sorry.
You never hit a bomb at Wrigley?
God.
What's the matter with you?
Taking both sides and I'm getting yelled at by both people. It's ridiculous.
In a shocking development, we're both mad.
Somebody's saying, I don't know if this is true, but Deal says that he used to be a Major League Baseball umpire and was removed from the position for having thin skin.
Well, now I'm removing him.
Don't even let him ump high school baseball.
I agree.
His
put him in the Little Leagues.
Fat, athletic ass. Go send him. I don't even want him in the Little Leagues, dude. You can't umpire anymore. That's such a big moment. Such an egregious call.
Crazy.
I had no rooting in. Actually, I kind of did. I would rather see Coastal Carolina win than LSU. That was so stupid. So poor Coastal Carolina.
Do you know how shocking that is for that to happen? Like, you don't even have to care about the College World Series, but to find out somebody got tossed in the first inning.
Because I was not watching that live. I just saw the replay, and I saw an update said he was ejected. I'm like, wait, got ejected for what? And then I go start watching the videos, and I'm like, that, huh? And then you see how the umpire fell over. It's ridiculous. The college baseball season has come to an end, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that means? And the NBA season has come to an end.
So I said this on my couch. My daughter was rooting for the Thunder.
Yeah. That's, you know.
Borderline, like, get out of my house.
I mean, my nephew is now semi-rooting for the Dodgers and Lakers, so yeah. I might kick him out of the
Otani
family.
And LeBron.
I'm going to – Luka, more Luka than LeBron.
Oh.
I think it's a Luka thing. Yeah.
What does that say about your nephew?
I don't know if he's old enough to fully appreciate the greatness.
Does he complain every time something happens?
He does. Yeah, he flops a lot. Anytime somebody
Spoon's too big!
What?
Blow the whistle.
Check the dishwasher.
Take the beer out of his hand. But my daughter's rooting for OKC. I'm clearly rooting for the yesers, right? Rooting for the Pacers. The series ends. My daughter's trying to talk trash. She hates when I make any noises during games because it bothers her because she's so emotionally charged by it.
Sure.
She talks trash. She doesn't know that I don't care. I love the trash talk, so it doesn't bother me. It ends. She says something. It's quiet. I'm watching the Thunder win, and I go, guys, it's almost football season.
Means it's here, baby.
This means it's only baseball.
That's all we got left
for another month, and then football camps open up. I had a fantasy football draft yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
You already drafted a fantasy football team?
Well, I'm in a dynasty league, so my team's already kind of set. It's the rookie draft.
Oh. Okay.
Already? I traded my first pick.
Already?
For the rookies.
Already? Do you don't want to see if anybody gets hurt, how training camp goes?
Oh, we have waiver wire.
Okay.
Dude, trust me, it's a real league here. These guys take it real serious. I had a big trade. I traded my first pick.
I love that you went from anti-fantasy football guy into a keeper dynasty league.
Well, I finished dead last, so that should tell you how serious I've taken it compared to the other guys. I traded that pick for C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
I had Matt Stafford.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
I'll take Stroud and Penix.
The future.
Because I can have both on my starting lineup.
Yeah. Oh, you got two starting quarterbacks?
Flex spot.
Receiver,
running back, tight end, or quarterback can be in your flex, so I can play Penix and Stroud on the same weekend.
Wow. You know what
I mean? I know everybody cares.
That's pretty wild.
I know everybody.
I'm locked in, dude.
No one cares!
Kenny and Zach are going to love this.
I'm just saying,
I was hitting my nine irons this weekend, and it was, you know, I just wasn't quite getting
it. No one cares!
It's football season. That was my only point. Football season.
A fun little bonus segment next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Great point. Great, phenomenal point.
You stole my sandwich
at the Fantex. I did not.
I'm actually going to take a picture of it to go box, and I'm going to put up a missing sign in the office.
I think you should.
Have you seen me?
Have you seen me? I've been missing.
I put on a milk carton, put it in the fridge. I don't know what to do.
When RP1 saying a June fantasy football draft? That should be stinking it up.
I mean.
Look.
Something here. I didn't set it. I don't run that league. I also got last. So
June fantasy.
The weird thing is my cousin got me into this league, right?
Yeah.
He's a big fantasy football nerd.
Sure.
He auto picked.
What a loser.
He wasn't even there at the draft.
Why would you set the draft for a time that somebody couldn't be there? That's like the whole point of a draft that you plan out like weeks and months in advance of clear your calendar on this day.
I don't know.
So everybody could be
there. I don't know.
Okay. I got questions.
I have a lot of questions too, but here I was like getting alerts that it's my time to pick, and I'm like, I don't know who to pick now.
It's your turn, man. Trading your picks. It's corporate's in town today, by the way. You could tell. Everybody's got a pep in their step.
Oh, no.
Everyone's here really early.
Everybody's
dude.
Here.
Dude, I didn't wear the right outfit.
You wore white tee.
I forgot corporate was here this week.
You wore a plain white tee. Corporate's in the building today.
I mean, you're wearing a golf shirt.
All of this golf shirt is more than I make a month. Let's just say that. There's a poster outside of our studio, by the way, so we hung up a lot of artwork.
It does look nice around here now.
It looks great. Yeah. We got all this memorabilia stuff laying around from the music station, sports stations, right? So we finally are hanging stuff up on the wall. We got to make it look good for corporate as they come into town today. There's a Blazer poster, though, that's outside of our walls now. The last thing you see before you walk in to jump on the air is a, I don't know, like, see us rise, watch us rise, whatever the slogan was back in the day. And it's cartoon caricatures of LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah.
Blazer legend.
Yeah.
Brandon Roy.
Yep.
Blazer legend.
Yeah.
And Sergio Rodriguez.
You know, I thought about last night Pritchard and Buchanan coming so close to winning a championship for Indiana, like putting that team together and how well they constructed that roster and how we just fired Kevin Pritchard because of all this mixed reporting of the relationship between him and Paul and how Chad Buchanan did such a good job with the trade of Gerald Wallace and the intel on Dame. And then, nope, you're not going to get the gig. We're going to hand it to Neil Olshey. And I was really rooting for them to win because there's a sick part of me that like hates when people that are clearly good at their job don't get to last long enough at it.
Yeah.
And those two dudes were both very clearly good at their job. They just weren't given the longer leash. Like, look at Presti's stint at OKC. I think it traces back to Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. Or just
has he been there that long?
He's the one who orchestrated the Rashard Lewis trade.
Yeah, he's been there forever. He's
what?
He's one of it's him, Kevin Durant, and Nick Collison.
What?
He's been there forever. Right?
That's pretty wild.
And you think of all the up and down years. You can make fun of OKC for acting like, oh, look at the journey. Like, they've had good years. He's also had to restart this thing two different times.
Yeah, in 2007, Presti was named the general manager.
Yeah,
I knew he'd been there for a while.
You didn't know he was in Seattle?
That blows my mind. I did not realize it had been that long.
So, you know, he gets named the general manager in Seattle. They then move to OKC, and he's given all of this leeway and time to fail and succeed and fail and succeed because guess what, guys? You're not going to succeed your entire tenure. Joe Cronin might be on the upswing here. Maybe it was start with failure, now the succeed part. We can only hope. But I was thinking about them winning that title, and then the Halliburton injury happened, and I instantly went Blazer mode. Oh, my God. Here are two Blazer guys leading the Pacers, and part of their story in Portland is injuries playing a big part of their future and how everything evolved. There it is on the step of a title.
Daily reminder.
There's the injury bug again biting them very harshly.
I do want to get to a Blazer note here coming up at the bottom of the hour, but I promised something last week. I'm very forgetful, so I apologize for that to the audience, but I remembered this time. So we don't have a show tomorrow.
Well, we kind of do.
We do, but we don't.
It's a new show. It's not something
90% new.
Yeah.
Because we recorded it last week, our top 10 all-time NBA players. Can't wait for this to be revealed.
Yeah.
But we don't have a live show. We're going to be out at the Fan Golf Classic tomorrow at Langdon Farms, all day, hitting wedges and making fun of Will Ortner. It's going to be a phenomenal time. Come hang out. Come say what's up. But I remember I promised last Tuesday, because I said we had some great questions left over in our mail sack that I would like to get to. And I said, no, we'll get to them next Tuesday. And then you astutely reminded me, Dirt, we don't have a show next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday is the day of the NBA draft. We're not going to be farting around in the final hour of the show the day of the NBA draft. We're going to be breaking down every single pick and who the Blazers might take at number 11. So, therefore, a quick bonus segment of mail sack questions that were left from last week that I would like to get to before we move on to the bottom of the hour.
Oh. Okay,
ready for these?
We weren't here last Thursday. I didn't do an early edition of the Magic Hat.
Maybe you should have. Maybe we should have Magic Hat it this morning. Right. I don't know. Maybe we got a we'll Magic Hat on Thursday, though. We got a show on Thursday.
Last week.
That's true. Last week we didn't. Yeah. Mail sack question. Open and open for all to answer. What are the top 3 to 5 sports-related experiences that you have had personally? Just watching on TV doesn't count. You actually had to be present and be on site.
Dame walk-off OKC.
Solid one.
Can I piggyback 2 as 1?
Yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want.
06-08 Oregon State upsets of USC.
Ah, yeah, those are good ones. Those are good ones.
I'm trying to think.
That could have been 2 and 3, to be honest with you.
I mean, my first 49er game in person, unfortunately, it was in Seattle, but I went to that game. I went with my dad.
Yeah.
Which, as a kid, I would have never believed you I was going to do that because he wasn't in my life at that point. Like, they won. It was Thursday Night Football. That was pretty cool. Random.
I unfortunately don't have any good Blazer ones to put in, but not mainly because there's not a lot of them in their history, but all of their big moments, I've not been there in person for
not
them.
The most special moment in sports history. Oregon State had a not so very good team Tinkle's first year, and they somehow beat Arizona.
You rushed the floor.
And me and Crawford rushed the floor with students.
All right. Yeah, brother.
Interrupted Mike Parker on his live post-game broadcast.
You did. Yeah, it actually had happened.
That was fun.
Yeah, go! It was you in the background.
And I would have to also classify, I did an L.A. sports weekend, coincidentally with Crawford and my older brother. We flew to L.A. and we went and watched Oregon State USC. Gary Anderson's last game is a Beef.
Yeah.
He quit after that. That night, the Dodgers played the Diamondbacks in a playoff game at Chavez. We caught that. Got absolutely obliterated. Heard the most awkward things ever screamed out loud at a baseball game of my life. And then Sunday we woke up and the Seahawks played the Rams in USC Stadium because SoFi wasn't built yet. So we caught a Rams game, a Dodger playoff game.
3 for 3.
And a USC football game.
Nice little full weekend of sports. I would say my number one probably is the 2011, I believe year it was, Rose Bowl. The win over Wisconsin and Russell Wilson. The Kiko Alonso pick, the fumble along the sideline.
Fumble on the sideline.
That is one of, I mean, that's a moment. I was there in 2009 and they lost in heartbreaking fashion. And that was a, like, man, I can't believe they're in the Rose Bowl. And then they made it back 2 years later and actually won. Mm. I vomited everywhere outside of the stadium after the game. The entire day of the Rose Bowl's unbelievable experience for sports fans, and seeing your team actually win one is insane. And so that's probably number one for me. Number two, I would have to go with the entire day that I was at the Masters. It's my favorite sporting event, as
sure.
We've gone over on
it's
the show.
It's got to be on the list.
Walking around, seeing it in person, it made it even more grandiose in my mind than it already was. Lived up to all the hype and expectations that I had.
That is far and away the best story of maybe anybody at the station if it's the year Tiger won it.
And I got Patrick Reed. I missed it by a year, so that's really cool. Yeah. I got that 2018 Masters
still
flag.
Dope, though.
Proudly hanging on my wall, yeah. Patrick Reed won it.
As it should.
So that's number two. Number three, man, that's hard.
There's a lot of moments. I'm just trying to think like the biggest ones.
I mean, I'd probably go with another Oregon game, but it's like, which one do I pick? Because part of it, like, it was heartbreaking to be there in 2010 and watch them lose to Auburn, the way that they lost especially.
Yeah.
There was a... I felt like I was living in a bizarro world. As somebody who had been around the program a long time of like, yeah, they had good seasons. They were undefeated in the national championship game. And it just, like, it was hard to even compute in your head walking around the stadium and on the field and seeing all the media and all the events and the circus that goes into that and being down there for the end of that game. That was pretty despite the horrible outcome of the game and the painful nature of it, we all thought they'd be back, and then Chip Kelly left after one more year, so that was cool, but they did eventually get back. I might put that at number three, just for the cool nature of, like, I can't believe this is actually happening right now.
Hmm.
That might be my top three.
I don't have a good top three. I didn't go to a lot of sporting events that weren't involving myself or, like, a family member. Like, I guess it was cool. I have a vague remembrance of watching Barry Bonds get his 500th stolen base. Like, I got to be at that game, and I remember as a kid going into it being like, he's going to hit a bomb, and I think he walked like three times, and then having my mind blown when he stole second base.
Pretty good player.
And my dad being like, dude, he used to be really fast.
I might be going to San Francisco in August for a Niner preseason Bo Nix game.
Hey, Bo Nix.
Catch the fever. And it might be just the wife and I. And I looked at the schedule.
Who they got?
Giants playing the Nationals that weekend at
home. Dude, that'd probably be a cheap ticket, I'd imagine.
Do it. My wife hates baseball.
Here's what I'll tell you.
I cannot begin to tell. Well, yeah, it'd be like a half a game type deal.
Okay. Is it a day game, though?
I think it's a night game.
Yeah, night games can get a little chilly down there.
Well, that's why. Yeah, and also I've heard in August, San Francisco is actually not that warm. It gets super cold.
If you go to an afternoon game at 1 o'clock, you'll be fine. But if you go to a night game in San Francisco, I mean, that's literally all summer. If you go to a night game, you're going to freeze your balls off.
Yeah.
It gets cold down there.
Yeah.
At nighttime.
I've been to Giant Stadium.
Sure.
I went down the Coke slide when it wasn't the season, which was weird.
They have a slide?
Yeah, the Coke bottle in the outfield has a slide.
I thought that was just Milwaukee. I did not realize that.
I mean, like, the mascot doesn't ride down the slide when they hit home runs. That's just Milwaukee.
That's
but
Milwaukee.
There's a slide out there in the outfield.
But, you know, I've never been to a Giants are playing game.
It's a pretty cool place to catch
a game.
It's
a beautiful ballpark.
Mail sack question. What's a 30 for 30 you really wish we had or the next one that you would want?
It's pretty easy, isn't it?
Jailblazers?
Yeah. It has to be.
You know, I'm going to give you...
We never got that documentary, by the way.
No. There's actually some reports that they started shooting it, and then they just haven't continued with it.
That's the new
Pac-12. Damon told us that.
He did. He told us live on the air. That was a huge deal. Like, 10 years ago, he told us on the air, we're going to get a 30
for
30.
He's like, we're actually making it right now. And we're like, what?
What? When? Okay, that was a long time ago.
Actually not as interested in the Jailblazers. I actually think the better doc... is either the decision to not keep it going with Clyde.
Oh, the trading of Clyde.
The trading of Clyde. Because I don't think his side has fully been vetted. I mean, I've heard from the media pundits who golfed with him that act impartial towards athletes and sports, yes. But they golfed with him.
He's also still very upset at the organization based on their week one.
His kid's been very loud, right? Like, that relationship's weird. I'd love to hear the full scope of it. It's clearly Burt Cole driven.
Yeah.
Or
days are numbered, Burt.
Losing the West Finals to the Lakers and then like continuing to mess with the roster and let some guys go but bring other guys in. Like, why was, just as an example, not that he was make or breaking everything, Steve Smith wasn't here for very long.
No.
I can't remember if he retired or I think he went to the Spurs.
I think he moved on.
Kerr went to the Spurs. Like, there were veteran guys that were really good with this team, and they were gone very quickly, and whether they were outbid or whatever, and then we brought in, like, fat Sean Kemp.
We did.
So, like, I'd love to actually do a dive of Whitsitt building such a juggernaut, but then, like, continuing to build too much.
Steve Smith was here for 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
And then he played 5 more years after that.
With the Spurs?
He was in San Antonio.
He won a ring with the Spurs.
Then he was in New Orleans.
Yeah, and then by that time
Charlotte,
he was over.
Miami in 35, yeah.
So, like, my point is, like, more the interest of the building such a great team and then going too far. I'm more interested in that than, like, what are we going to find out with the Jailblazer? Draft picks, stupid guys.
A lot of weed.
Yeah. I think it'll be
young
big,
guys.
Big for Gen Z. Like, because a lot of that stuff, my version of Jailblazers is Zach Randolph trying to hide because one of his teammates is trying to murder him.
That is, like, the Jailblazers.
Yeah.
Right, but you also have good Jailblazers, right? Like, what is it, 2001 where they go to the Western Conference Finals?
We're separating things. Jailblazer, what is Jailblazer to you? Because to me, it's when they sucked and they couldn't get people and people were getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm talking about the 99 to about 01 run, and then it goes into 02 because they lose to the Lakers in the first round and get swept. That little pocket of just team decisions... I'm very interested in more
the
so
the collapse
than,
and the moves that that came from the collapse.
More so than we drafted a JUCO guy who got MVP at Summer League and gave a cop his playing card as his ID. I don't care. I know that story.
What happened to Quintel Woods?
I don't know. I have no clue.
I didn't know that story. That rocks.
You didn't know that story?
That's what I'm telling you, dude. Gen Z.
There is a younger generation that I think doesn't fully understand what that meant to be a Blazer fan at that time. That to Will's point here locally.
How old were you when they got Telfair? I hate to out your age.
What year were you born, Will?
You can out my age. I'm born in 97.
So he doesn't remember any of that.
I don't remember them getting Telfair. I just remember thinking, like, I remember the story around Telfair was that he would be awesome.
Yeah. Man. The documentary was great. Yeah, I think I'm leaning with you. More of a it doesn't necessarily have to be Jailblazers. I think the Jailblazers can be a part of the story. I would like a documentary on the overall downfall of the organization.
Because I think we mixed the Jailblazer era, and not that like Sheed wasn't controversial, but I mean
there were some criminals on the team. We didn't care as much when they were winning. Well, we mostly cared when they started losing, and then Darius Miles and those kind of guys showed up.
Yeah.
Like, the equation changed a little bit.
The Jailblazer era started at the end
of
that.
Like, we went from having one of, if not the longest streak in the NBA of consecutive playoff appearances. Like, we were one of the
22
classes of the league. And we made it to a back-to-back conference finals, and then you had the two first-round sweeps, and then there was the series against Dallas where they were down 3-0 and forced a game 7. Like, that was that from there, and then to you could sit courtside at a Blazer game for $5. Like, that's the we went from being one of the best fan bases and best run organizations to courtside for $5. Mm. And that entire story to me is interesting, not just necessarily the Jail Blazers.
Yeah, maybe it's like a 10-year run there of how we went from being so
from the
so
end of
great.
Clyde to then rebuilding to a title team a couple of years, potential title team a couple of years later.
That'd be a multi-part series,
to the
though.
Collapse. I'll watch three parts of that. And last one here, do you prefer shopping alone or with your significant other? I love spending time with my fiance, but when I'm by myself, I'm quick and efficient. When I'm with her, I spend at least an extra hour and an extra $100 in any store we go to.
What am I shopping for? If it's groceries, I want to be by myself. My wife is notorious for going to the store hungry, and so half the cart is snacks that we should not be eating at this age.
Yeah.
If it's food, it's by myself. If it's almost anything else, love going with my wife.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I don't go shopping with the idea that this is going to get done in 10 minutes.
You don't go with the idea this will be fast.
Grocery store, I go almost every day because I know what I need, so I'm in and I'm out. It doesn't really take anything away from my day.
Go grab three or four things for dinner and you're done.
Yeah, but like thrift stores, hit a coffee shop up, hit a random store of some sort. Like, sure. I'm in on that.
Okay. I prefer to do it all by myself. I can't stand shopping for anything, let alone grocery shopping's pretty bad because she'll just walk up and down certain aisles and be like, ooh, this looks good. It's like, that's not how you grocery shop. You go in with a list, you go in with a plan, you attack the plan, you don't let things come into your peripheral and start picking stuff up you don't need.
Clothes shopping, I'm not such a big fan of because I don't largely ever have interest in buying clothes.
Neither do I.
I don't want to try things on in a dressing room.
No.
Pants don't fit me right. I got a weird size. I'm very picky.
A bonus mail sack segment. I got all, now the sack is fully empty. We won't have a sack tomorrow. You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome.
Where do they rank? And it is almost time. That is next. But first, here's us with a update. Some good 30 for 30s coming in. The fall, the Pac-12 got sent in multiple times.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
That'd be a good documentary.
From president to athletic directors to
where did we go wrong?
West Coast media members, just everybody being wrong.
USC being greedy and trying to run and hide from Oregon and then us saying,
I mean,
hello.
There's absolutely
we're still here.
Something worthy of investigating the booster.
God, I can't wait to whoop their ass in November. I cannot wait.
Do you play them?
Yeah, at Autzen in November.
Oh, yeah.
Lincoln Riley and his no defense showing up. We'll hang 50 on him.
Well, I would be really fascinated to hear why they felt like they had to go to the Big Ten. We all know it's because they're a bunch of baby back B-words.
They are a bunch of baby back B-words. That's why.
I'd love to just find out the real, like, so-and-so, the biggest booster in USC history, kept complaining. Oregon's on our heels. We got to get out of here.
We can't recruit against these guys anymore, man.
So you think it's better to go play in cold weather against Ohio State and Michigan?
Have fun losing at Rutgers. How'd that go for you, USC? 30 for 30 on 1080 The Fan, the longest-running sports station on the West Coast.
Hell yeah, brother.
Look at that. Well done.
I like that one.
Look at us. We're still going. So those are good options there. They came in. This came out from Kevin Pelton on ESPN.
KP.
KP. Actually, it's all of their NBA writers. He just was a part of the Blazers segment of it. Mm. We always love doing this in football. You know how the college football season ends and you get your immediate way too early top 25, like the day after the season ends. ESPN came out with a way too early NBA power rankings.
There's no such thing as way too early.
That's true. It's already here. The draft is on Wednesday. I'm already turning the page. Season's over. Screw you, OKC. Nobody cares about your stupid title. Let's do the fun game of guess.
You haven't gotten back into that.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm
really?
Depressed. It's stupid. Screw OKC. I want nothing to do with it.
They were amazing this year.
Yeah. Who cares? Anyways, top 25 power ranking NBAs. Far more important stuff, okay? It's way more important.
Where are the boys?
You complain about the league. Stupid Thunder winning a title.
And then this is the only way you consume the league. And then you're like, how come nobody even wants to talk about the league?
Play the fun game, you two fine gentlemen. Where do the Blazers rank in the way too early NBA power rankings for next year?
So I went to the website to find this article, and so far I'm scrolling and I can't find it.
Give me a guess. You know, there's 30 NBA teams. Where do you think the Blazers fall out of 30? After our hot finish to the year, retaining our GM, retaining our coach, on the rise, where do we fall?
18.
Ooh, 20.
18 and 20.
20.
You both would be higher on the Blazers.
Okay. I was trying to be nice. 16 in the playoffs, and you know the play-in situation. So maybe
16,
they're in that.
Yeah,
you know, maybe that situation is we're on the outside looking in.
The Blazers come in at number 22 on the way too early NBA power rankings. We're right behind Philadelphia, and right ahead of Chicago. If you want to know where the Blazers fall.
Eat that, Windy City.
Kevin Pelton wrote this. After extending the contracts of Billups and Cronin, the Blazers are hoping to parlay their 23-18 second half into playoff contention. Portland has developed a competitive core of young talent. Still, the Blazers' top three defensive rating in that span might be tough to maintain. Opponents shot just 34% on threes in those games. That's the second lowest in the league.
Yeah.
And that typically doesn't carry over. Denver, Miami, and Washington gave up the lowest three-point percentage in 23-24. Second half, none of them ranked better than 14th and 24-25.
Well, I noted this at the end of the season. You go look at the numbers of the area that they tout as an organization, and they played bottom-tier offenses and bottom-tier defenses. So their record, their success, their statistics.
Saying it's a little misleading.
All of it skewed. Their success against good teams, Denver being one of them. Jokic didn't play in that game.
Yeah.
I just... Look, that's the same conversation we had of like, why are you putting all the eggs in the basket based on like a
40-game sample size?
A 20-game sample size. I don't think that's enough. They certainly have some stuff. I don't think it's a lot of stuff, but they got some stuff. They also have stuff they need to figure out. They got a point guard, they got a two guard.
They do, and the 11th overall pick in 48 hours.
The 11th overall pick, which as I've gone through more and more, I've listened to the podcasts, I do the reading, I watch the YouTube videos. As I'm getting to this, and we won't be on the air tomorrow, unfortunately. We've got a best of, but we recorded a new one for you. Wednesday, I am super excited for. I'm not telling you they're going to have the best pick in the draft, but based on all the intel, it sounds like pick 4 through us... You might hit the best player.
You could.
Look, all of this is almost always a swing. It has to do with culture. It has to do with fit. I really thought...
A lot of it has to do with luck, too. Let's be honest. I mean, it's just the luck of somebody falling to you. If you're drafting an 11, a lot of it is luck if you end up getting a good player.
So SGA's thrown in a trade OKC. So let's just take that out, right? Chet is a top 5 pick, top 3 pick. Let's throw that out. Their second best player in that series was Jalen Williams, J-Dub. Yeah.
He was. We had a chance to get him, but we took Shaden Sharp instead.
We did, and so did 11 other teams, because 11 other teams picked before Oklahoma City took him at 12. I thought it was really good intel on him, and I can't remember if it was on the broadcast or something I was listening to, but basically that when he worked out for him, he had a tangible thing that they loved, and part of that is culture fit, right? Of his dog mentality, his competitiveness, I think it was Zach Lowe that I heard say this of just, I watched him play one game and you could see it just, what? The 12th pick? That guy was the 12th pick? Look at him move.
Need more dogs.
You do have to have a certain talent evaluation where maybe you don't get an all-NBA guy, but being 11th in this draft, if you tell me picks 4 through 13, you might have a chance to pick the best player of that group. I mean, if that's the case, then... You damn sure better have done all your homework and be ready, because you might have an opportunity ahead of you to add something else to this team that they're clearly lacking.
They
don't have depth. They have too many vets. They might sign a veteran point guard, even though they drafted a point guard 2-3 years ago. Like, this roster's weird. And until they make a trade, it's going to continue to be weird. And I'm not necessarily in on the it's good. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
But I am very fascinated and interested to see what they're going to do tomorrow at 11.
It's a big,
or
big
Wednesday
at 11. It's a big week, man. It's a big week for the old Portland Trailblazers. And all the big trades that they're going to make, all the explosive moves that they're going to make, all the roster shuffling that they're going to do. I can't wait for it all to unfold. For the 22nd ranked in the way too early power rankings, Portland Trailblazers. Let's wrap it up. Put a bow on your Monday. Answer some poll questions next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, it's Otis. He loves us. We got some poll questions to get to. Also lost in the shuffle from our 4-day weekend. What do we make of the fire coming back?
Yeah, I was going to put that on the notes for tomorrow or for Wednesday.
For Wednesday, yeah.
But I guess Wednesday is going to be pretty draft heavy. I big mistake.
Big swing and a miss. Huh?
Massive mistake.
And nostalgia play isn't there for you. Jackie Styles doesn't do it.
The Portland Fire name rings two things to my mind and memory. Jackie Styles and failure of organization. That's it. Maybe Dalmatian. Maybe.
But let's come. What would have been the better name? Did you have a leader in your clubhouse
I'll
that
give
you like?
I'll give you the easiest layup. In fact, I think they've hired only a president at that organization so far with the ownership group. I will give them a free idea that I should be charging them $150,000 for a consulting fee because should that's be a, what these people do.
Should be a TM.
The Rose City Reign was right there. You could have been different. You didn't have to lean into Portland.
Now, do you go R-A-I-N Reign, like the Reign, or the R-E-I-G-N Reign?
No, you do the R-E-I-G-N Reign as we're reigning, but you use it as a double entendre because that was our old NWSL name. And we get a lot of rain out here, so we're going to reign supreme, and it's going to rain in our city, and you didn't have to go Oregon. You didn't have to go Portland. You could have gone Rose City, did the red and black. Thank you. Please Venmo me.
We do have a lot of fires out here, though, now.
And they play during the season.
Now, they do play during fire season. It's a great point. Well,
one thing I disagreed with on Orem.
What's the mascot going to be? Just like a big walking flame? I don't remember what the mascot was.
It was a Dalmatian.
It was a Dalmatian.
In a jersey.
Bring the Dalmatian back.
I mean, we do a cat for a trailblazer. I don't know how that
Easy.
Works.
We got Bigfoot now, too.
It's ridiculous. Can't have two mascots. You got two mascots, you got no mascots. It's a quarterback ad.
Just get the Pop-Tart, man. Bring
if you have
Pop-Tart
two mascots,
in.
You got no mascots. You need one
Good
mascot.
Paul question. If you have two mascots, do you have no mascots?
It's the quarterback theory.
You can't
100%
have two.
At work.
I just need one mascot. That's it.
I just...
Yeah,
how?
It does feel like a swing and a miss. It's one thing, like, you hear this stuff with, like, the nostalgia plays a lot in the city of different team names and all that. The Fire is not one that, to me, was ever in it like that. How long were the Portland Fire here for?
Like 3 years.
3 years, and then they
I'll
folded
look
up.
It up to get it
then
clarified.
They folded up shop. I don't remember it being a very long run, so it's not like, God, the glory days of women's basketball in Portland. They barely existed, and then they disappeared. Orner doesn't even remember them. You weren't even alive for it.
I think they should be the Buckaroos.
That would be a better name.
I just
honestly would.
They were 2002. Three seasons.
That's
were 37 and 59.
Seems like a swing and a miss.
It's lazy.
Seems like a whiff.
If you want to be honest, it's lazy.
Yeah.
I want this team to
good
be good.
Out there.
I'm excited about having it for my kids.
Yeah.
This is lazy. If this is your name, this is your lazy name.
Disappointed in you. Hopefully it's not the final name.
Rose City Reign is infinitely better than Portland Fire.
The Rose City Reign. Who stunk it up more this weekend? Ump ejection in the College World Series or the Cubs losing to the Mariners? 95% of people voting for the ump ejection in the College World Series.
Try that.
I just want you to know that is a Bush League poll, and you are attacking and setting me up for failure in an unfair way.
I check in on Will.
Have you ever had a coworker take your food without asking? 60% of you say no, so you're not like Brandon Sprague. And as a Blazer fan, aren't you glad it was the OKC Thunder that won last night and not the Seattle Supersonics? 68% of you say no. You're not happy about that. So there you go. We don't have a show tomorrow. Well, we do have a show tomorrow, but we don't have a show tomorrow. We pre-recorded a show of our top 10 NBA players of all time. Hot takes are coming your direction
tomorrow
morning.
It's summertime, baby.
It's summertime. We're going to be live out at Langdon Farms for the Fan Golf Classic. Come hang. Come say what's up. Looking forward to seeing all the listeners tomorrow. Thanks for being a part of our Monday. Go check the show, 1080thefan.com. At Dirk Sprague and at 1080thefan. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listening to 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.